You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I am joined by the one and only Gracie Girl. She's here, just a menace, eating her clementine while on an audio medium. So if she could knock it off.
Sorry. Oh, my God. People really hate when you make any noise with your mouth.
I'm aware of that. Thank you.
It's like a pinned comment in your reviews. It's like, enough. Enough with the mouth noise.
I know. They're like, ma'am, are you sucking on a lozenge? It's like, no, I'm sucking your dad's dick, you fucking bitch.
So aggressive. I'm sucking your dad's quack.
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 Okay. So the last time Gracie Girl was on the show was 21 days ago.
Yeah.
Before the Scandoval. Mm-hmm. The day before. Mm-hmm. The episode came out. The day of the Scandaval, where you and I were singing the praises of both of the Toms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even came on and said I loved Raquel, if you remember.
Oh, God.
I looked you dead ass in the eye, the virtual eye, and I said, Harry Styles wishes he was Tom Sandoval. The biggest pop star in the world wishes he was an owner of a strip mall bar.
I don't understand, first of all, why we went on that rant. Like, we were being honestly, weird in general.
I thought
those things at the time, but I was just like having fun ranting. But like, we wouldn't shut the fuck up for 7 minutes straight. I haven't even re-listened to it because
I can't. So I can't go back there. It's a different time.
It really is. Everything has changed. Hashtag everything has changed.
The world turned on its axis.
I mean, I felt a shift in the air that day.
We looked crazed. Like, we had a wild look in our eyes for days.
I want to go to this show. He looked never looked better. Oh, my God. Look, we're going to have so
Gracie, when we go to L.A., we're going to stop by Schwartz and Sandy's and shake our ass to Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. Are you fucking kidding me?
Off, you ugly.
I had to put out a disclaimer on my Instagram. You know, if you listen to the most recent episode, I take all that back.
Yeah.
And you know what, though?
Yeah.
I will say, in the moment, I meant every word.
Yeah. I think the universe and God
love you. If you put that clementine in your mouth.
I won't eat clementine anymore. I might have one more piece, but I'll be quiet.
Okay. I'm just going to finish the whole thing, but you just won't know.
We'll just be secretive. No, but the universe looked at us. We were having so much fun. We were laughing. We were having
heckling.
We were just having a good time. And God said, fuck you, ugly bitches. Mm-hmm. I'm going to humiliate you. And that's exactly what happened. And I'll never say anything like that about anybody ever again.
Yes, we will. We will today.
I am in a rewatch and I am really enjoying Jax Taylor.
Okay. I actually do believe there is a title of this podcast somewhere being should Jax come back?
Okay.
I think I wrote an entire article about it for The Dip. I've been where you are many a time.
It's just a nostalgia kick. It's just is this guy really that bad?
Yes.
Yeah. But
that's what we watch for.
Yeah. It was interesting.
I
this clementine's really calling my name.
I'm
gonna move it.
I want to know where are you at right now with the Scandoval?
Like with the Scandoval, like how do I feel?
Yeah, like how are you feeling? The reunion was filming today.
Yeah.
You know, there's no phones allowed except for Andy's. I believe Tom Schwartz got lip filler.
Yeah. I agree. I saw that video and I agree. I texted you about this today. So just like a timeline of events, when Scandoval broke, knee-jerk reaction, didn't believe it. As things came out, obviously it was real. You, me, Taylor, friend of the pod, Matt, friend of the pod, Ivan, friend of the pod, like all of us. Like it was all consuming. Like it for, I want to say 2.5, almost 3 weeks, it's all I fucking thought about. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't watch other shows. I couldn't talk to people about things. And, like,
I know.
People would try to talk to me about it. But, like, they knew less than me. And that was really frustrating. Like, there was very few people on our level.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I'm still very much invested in it. But, like, I'm no longer listening to Shenanigans. Thank Christ. And so,
you did pay $5, I believe, for the Patreon.
No, you talked me out of it.
Okay, good. I was like, ma'am, we don't need to be spending our hard-earned businesswoman dollars.
I was about to buy something about her merch, and then it's not cute.
No, and you know what?
Okay.
As true Arianers, Arianators.
Arnie-nators.
Arnies.
Arnies.
True Arnies.
And Maloney's Balonies. Yeah.
Maloney's Balonies.
As Maloney's Bolognese. She should have a bologna sandwich.
Absolutely. I would eat that shit up. I loved bologna as a kid.
I love bologna.
Yeah, fuck off if you don't like bologna or hot dogs.
Shut up. It's cow hoof. I don't give a fuck what.
It's cow hoof.
This is delicious. And I'm gobbling it up.
It's a big snout. Like, okay, and you have a dick in your mouth every weekend. Shut the fuck up.
Why are you?
I don't know. It's really on the mind.
It was two references in 10 minutes.
I know, 8 minutes.
Oh, wow, 8 minutes.
So, yeah, as true Maloney's Balonies, the merch is hideous.
It was bad. It was really bad.
It's like, so bad.
The piece of bread with the knife and the roses.
It's not even a ciabatta roll. It's not even a thick, homemade fucking loaf. It's Wonder Bread. It's giving Sarah Lee's. It's giving Oscar Mayer. And why are there dandelions involved?
It was confusing.
It doesn't make fucking sense. I get it for an Instagram graphic, but to buy it and put it on a shirt?
Yeah.
Wear it around town? I don't think so.
And I didn't buy the Send It to Daryl hoodie because I was going to save my coins for the Something About Homer.
I know. We had this conversation.
But whoever is Lala's graphic designer, hop on over to Something About Her, because that sweatshirt Send It to Daryl was cute.
It was cute. I agree. And listen, I'm not like, you know, my merch isn't, you know, reinventing the wheel. Okay. I'm literally over there on bonfire.com just throwing shit together, hoping something sticks.
It's in this closet.
It's very cozy, I will tell you. It's very cozy.
Very cozy.
But anyway, link in bio. So, I also, now this might have been discussed at some point, but I do not remember.
Yeah.
What the fuck does Something About Her mean? Because when they said on this episode, this is a great segue, when they said on this episode that sandwich shops are male dominated. We've got Jimmy John's. We've got, Jimmy's also a man's name, Jimmy John's. We've got Tony Bologna's here in Michigan. We've got,
Firehouse,
like aggressive.
It's masculine.
Except what about Something About Her scream sandwich? Like, unless you are a Bravo fan, you don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
And that's a mistake. And that's where their little business girl fucked up.
Because she should have been that? Like,
she was a little too yes girl for me, a little too woo girl for me. I needed her to be a little bit more like, I think we should rethink the name.
If I hire a business consultant, I need an old senior citizen coming through the door.
I want someone who like pioneered the gold rush.
Yeah, I need somebody old. I don't care about your gender. I don't care about race. I don't care about anything. But you need to be old. I need you to be weathered and seasoned. That girl looks like she could be like my little, in my, like a sorority. You know?
Yeah, I know. I agree.
I don't trust her.
It's not that I don't trust her, but like, I don't, you know.
You also fucked Scandoval.
Oh, you think?
No, I made that up, but
okay.
Yeah, I don't know what something about her means. There's something about her, and it's her sandwich. But, I don't know. It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'll be there. I'm going opening.
I'll be there opening day when they cut the ribbon.
Yes, we're going, Sam. Like, I'm not kidding.
I know. You don't have to look at me like that.
I know, but like, I don't want you to get all flaky jakey on me. I need you to like.
Flaky jakey?
I don't know what these rhymes are today.
We're not okay. It's been a long week.
That was so silly.
Anyway, so let's get into the episode of Vanderpump.
Yeah. This week. It's hard watching Vanderpump now. And not in the sense like I'm not enjoying every fucking minute of it.
Every millisecond.
I mean, I'm like tuned in. Like I'm here, you know, 100%. But it's also like, I just feel like I just want to get to the reunion now. Like, this is like a really slow burn for me. And I don't do well with the teasing of it all, you know?
For me.
I can't watch 10 episodes of this.
I am so hyper focused on Tom and Rachel.
Right.
So fucking focused.
Right.
But if you take that away, if we didn't know, and this is what Gibson John said on the pod last week.
I listened.
He said it's parallel pathing.
Oh.
Like, we're technically watching two shows at one time.
Right.
And it's like our brains are trying to be like, okay, in this moment, if we didn't know what we know, let's watch it like that. But then we're also watching it from the lens of like,
we know what we know.
We know what we know. And you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
You can't.
So
messy, messy.
Messy, messy. There's Crest everywhere.
Ew, ew, ew.
I hate Crest.
Oh, are you saying Crest or Crust?
I was saying Crest.
I was thinking dried toothpaste, which like really made my stomach hurt. I don't like Crest.
Oh, okay.
I'm a cool girl. Continue.
Yeah. So watching it, I'm like very into the like Katie Sheena stuff.
Yeah.
Because that is such a layered, long friendship that I'm into. Wow. But then like this Lala Raquel Rachel stuff.
Yeah.
Is like mind blowing.
I mean, if you take away like pre Scandoval, like what we talked about on this podcast was like VPR is good and VPR is back and like we're enjoying it. Like, I think people forget that
we were enjoying it before the news dropped. Before
Scandoval, like we were into it. Sorry, Will just texted me. He's like, is Blue been fed? It's like, yeah, of course he has. I take care of the dog. Anyways, we were enjoying it. And so I totally agree with that. You are watching two different shows. Mm-hmm. It is exhausting. It's crazy that all this happened too, because I had started a Vanderpump Rules rewatch, like I think a month before.
Yeah. Very, very recently.
Very recent. I was like in season three that can't be right. Cause I'm on season seven now. Well, maybe that is.
It did happen 20 days ago, Gracie.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So anywho, I forgot in regards to Katie and Sheena, I forgot that they had this like brief moment where they pretended to be like best friends.
Yeah, that was when Stassi was on the outs.
Yeah. And like, I was like, this makes no fucking sense. And I remember watching it when it was on and I was like, this is like not a real pair.
No, you know? No.
And so I think this is a perfect case of like, if they were not on a television show, they would never ever be friends with each other.
They would never speak.
Never.
Ever. But that's not the reality. They are in a reality show and they do have to kind of, you know, coexist.
Right.
And so I read this interesting tidbit. Now, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's false, but I'm going to throw it out there.
It's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's how I consume news as well.
That's how I consume every piece of information. I'm like, this is 100% fact.
You and I are, we talked about this week as well. Like, we gobble everything up.
Gobble. Yeah.
We are just eating it the fuck up. What's in front of us is all we know.
We don't really question it. We just accept it.
Yep.
I'm it's like, kind oh, of yeah. crazy. We're like Democrats. because that needs, you need some critical thinking for that. So yeah. Good for us. We do when it's necessary.
Overcome.
But pop culture, no. Mm-hmm. I believe every single thing I read. I still believe Selena and Justin are on crack. And I've talked about that.
Well, there was photos of them getting meth on Skid Row. That's
I'm the one that told you about that.
Right. It happened.
I'm just saying, like, I believe everything, but continue.
So there's a thing floating around that says that Brock didn't get a contract this year, and that's why he's not around, really, which would explain it, because I didn't really understand that, how you go from being on Watch What Happens Live with that blowout that he had last year to not being around at all is, like, very odd.
Yeah.
But because the cast didn't want anything to do with him. They were like, we're good on you. We're done with you. And so Sheena kind of had to make her storyline something else. So that's why she's kind of latching onto Schwartz. Now, that totally makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. It totally makes sense to me, because I can't make sense of it any other way.
Like, why is Sheena so, like, gung-ho?
Fucking gung-ho. About Schwartz.
I think there's all, like, I agree with you 150%.
Yeah.
You said, I also think we don't need to underestimate Sheena's desperate need for male validation.
Mm.
She has always tried to be the boy's girl. Like, she wants to be the guy's girl.
When she was in the van and said, I'd rather be gangbanged by all the guys than be in the room with the girls.
Season one. So I think it was like, yeah, Brock didn't get a contract. What am I going to do? I'm going to go with the boys. I'm not going to be a girl's girl, because fuck that.
Well, I also need to discuss this subtle attempt at a rebrand of what a mistress is, where she's talking about her past, you know, with Eddie. And she was like, you know, everyone tried to call me a mistress. It's like, you were.
You were.
You were. I'm sure there were signs that pointed to the fact that he was married and had children, and you overlooked it because he's hot as fuck, gave you attention, and bought you things and took you on trips. Let's not be fucking stupid. This is the type of shit that pisses me off sometimes, is that it makes, in the attempt to, like, make women sound like victims, it also makes women just sound fucking stupid. And it makes us sound like we don't have any sort of agency or control over our own actions. And we're just like, oh, like, he was just buying me stuff, and, like, I was just going along with it. Like, no, you were making an active choice as an adult, someone who can vote, someone who can fight for our country, smoke cigarettes, rent a car. You are making the fucking choice.
Fight for our country.
America, you are making the choice. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it.
No,
I'm so tired of this. Like, with Lala, I'm sorry. I understand that Randall is Jabba the fucking Hutt. He's a slug from hell. I understand all of that. I get that he lied and conned a ton of people.
Yeah.
But you also have to take a step back and have accountability for your actions as a grown adult, 25 years old plus.
Oh, my God.
And 25. When so many people are looking at you and being like, what about this? What about this? What about this? And you yell at them. You make up excuses for his behavior. I mean, and then it comes out to be true. You don't get to sit back and be like, I didn't know any of this. It's like, wait a minute. Like, people were bringing this to your attention and you made it their problem. Do I sound like a bitch?
I mean, yeah, but you are a bitch. But, like,
okay. I'm sorry. Like, it just drives me crazy.
I hear you.
Because it makes women sound so weak. Like, we don't have control over our lives.
It's my life motto. You cannot play smart and stupid at the same time.
That's Bethany Frankel's as well. And that is my fucking problem. Thank you. Amen. Tipping my hat.
Well, the thing about the whole mistress argument, and I think, like, things have just devolved a lot, like, just, like, in society, where it's, like, very, like, we have to blame one party in this, when in reality, there are very much two parties. And I think it's, like, situational with who you're angry at. Like, let's say you start fucking a married man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry with you because you are my friend, and I'm disappointed in you. Morally, I'm disappointed in, like, the principles that you are exhibiting. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say you're married and your husband cheats. I'm fuming at him because he's the one that I have like he owed you something. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
it depends on where you are in the situation. But at the end of the day, if you're fucking a married man, you are the mistress. My question is, it's like, are you a mistress if you didn't know?
I don't know how in this day and age
Lala, I think where you might not know is where you get into like, we're separated, because in North
Carolina, it gets dicey.
In North Carolina, did you know this? I didn't know this. And it might be true other places. You have to be separated for a whole year before you
Ashley can Darby file, and Michael Darby.
File for, are you fucking
in the state real? Of Maryland? Yeah.
You should have to legally be processing. Like, you can't be married for a year. Uh-huh. Like, you've got to apply for a year. Like, why can I get into it unless
they also can't sleep in the same room together. So like when Michael Darby and Ashley Darby filed for divorce, they had to be separated for a year. And they weren't allowed, like there was no room for an accidental fucking. like a Temptation Island situation, like where they're like both kind of horny and
Have you ever accidentally fucked? It's the worst.
On a dick. That would be my worst nightmare.
I know.
But like the year starts over.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like he could come to the courts and be like, we fucked.
That's so cruel.
It doesn't make fucking sense, especially for women who are in like an abusive situation.
Oh my God. Right.
Like, what the fuck are they supposed to do? Oh. I don't know. That's too much. That's veering too off the beaten path for me.
Anyways, Vanderpump is fabulous.
Yeah. Anyways, Vanderpump is killing it.
Wait, I had one
Where
more
do you thing. Stand on the Katie room situation?
Fuck Sheena and fuck your roommate. Like,
fuck your bridesmaid.
Or yeah, your bridesmaid, not your roommate. But like that, oh my God, I couldn't, these moments, like I understand Katie is a bitch. I understand this, I know it. She's kind of a bitch and like she's a little miserable, whatever.
That's her brand.
Her brand. I kind of adore her in these moments because
I'm living for her bob. By the way, her little flippy bob with that. Why she wore a beret to a party.
I loved it.
Blew my mind.
I was like,
she could be an artistic genius.
I think she's...
Put her on Project Runway.
I never saw it before because I think I was like rooted in misogyny, but she is really one of the most beautiful women.
Striking.
Like, it is like almost... It'll take you back a little once you really...
With the flippy hair, like it's doing something different to me.
She has an incredible body. She's built like a skinny Renaissance painting. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not quite there because I am there, but she is like a little slimmed of that. And she's stunning. Anywho, I think fuck your bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, and her bridesmaid actually, God, it's because I'm on the Vanderpump Rules Reddit. Her bridesmaid posted and explained.
Not Reddit.
No, I don't really want
You're to. You're deep it. In it.
I'm deep. I go to the new tab. It's so fucking embarrassing.
The new tab. I don't even know. Reddit's such a dark hole for me.
You can like sort by like what was just posted. And I'm like, and it's really bad. But anyway, her bridesmaid posted and like explained the situation because, you know, we were all dumb.
Her bridesmaid posted on Reddit?
On Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And basically was like, the way Sheena's wedding was set up was that you booked things through Sheena's wedding planner, which is typical because wedding planners have like vendor discounts and whatnot. And so her bridesmaid, I don't know if she forgot or couldn't figure out the portal to book it. So she booked straight through the resort and she did book it on time. But since it was through the resort, they didn't honor the room block. And then she didn't realize it until like 2 weeks out. I don't know.
It sounds like a personal problem. Why the fuck is that like Katie Maloney's Baloney's problem?
We are Maloney's Baloney's here. And like, go on your trip, girl. It's not refundable.
Well, Lala made really good points. And I was really on Lala's ass last week because she really got me. Really got me riled up. But this week she was like, you're getting married. Why the fuck would you care if Katie was at the same resort?
Right.
Like
your negative energy. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like that's you, babe. You and your chart where it says to kiss your man and to brush your teeth. Can we talk about that?
We have to. Let's wrap this up and then let's go to the chart.
Okay. So for me, the Maloney's Baloney's bedroom situation, she thought she was going to the wedding. Yeah. She mentioned in the episode, she was like, Sheena was on all of our asses to get this room, harassing us to get this room going. She's like, I'm sorry that your bridesmaid didn't fucking do that.
Right.
And she's like, I'm not getting my room refunded. And when you are 2 weeks, 1 week out from a vacation, babe, you're mentally on the beach with a pina fucking colada. You are with a blue on drinking a blue Hawaiian with an umbrella. Oh. I know you're
love those.
I know. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You are not going.
No, she's
I don't care if someone looks at me and goes, I'm giving you money to refund you to go. I'm fucking going to Mexico. You if psycho.
Me and Sheena looked me in the eyes and been like, I'll Venmo $1,000 and I was like, make it 10 and I'll think about it.
No, I'd be like, pay my college debt, bitch.
Wait, who? I don't give a fuck about you, your bridesmaid, or your wedding. I'm going to Mexico.
Well, also, it's like, Sheena, let's think about what you've been doing to Katie the last few weeks here.
Sheena is such a miserable goblin this season. I hate her.
Brock.
I don't. Okay, so let me come clean. I stopped watching Vanderpump Rules maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know Brock. I don't know this man.
You
I don't know
him from Adam.
I don't know him from Adam. I will get to know him soon because I am on season 7. I'm blowing through this show.
Well, you still have many a season till you get to Brock.
No, I think there's only like...
Oh, yeah, you're right. 7, 8, 9. That's actually not...
No, I'll be there on Monday. Like
just 2 more seasons.
But okay. I don't know him. But now we can talk about this fucking chart.
No, we need to talk about it.
It had... We're going to talk about that kiss because I know you and I have thoughts on that. But the a grown man... And at first, when I saw the chart and it said brush teeth, I go, oh, this is a chart like Will and I have for Baloo. So we can, we like.
This is for summer moon honey days.
Yes. We can mark off like, okay, he fed Baloo. So I can wake up and be like, okay, I don't
know. He doesn't get second dinner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's happened before. It's why we got a chart. And so I was like, okay, they're making sure like Summer Moon has her brush teeth and is getting affection. Like her kisses.
I thought this was like gold star chart type of stuff. Like if she puts her toys away, you get a gold star.
It's for them.
It's for Brock and Sheena.
Have you did you screenshot what was on it?
Can I tell you what I'm about to do right the second?
You're going to pull it up.
I'm going to pull it up. Because why do you do
I want to talk about.
To fucking see what is on this goddamn chart. There was a lot of check marks.
There was a lot. They were getting a lot done. Whatever. But it might be just like drink water. Like.
I actually think it was. So let's get to it.
Should we have a 1 minute of silence just so people know how long a 1 minute kiss is?
Yeah.
No.
Perfect. Yeah. Starting now, there will be 1 minute of silence. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was that a minute?
Actually, I don't think so.
I think that was 20 seconds.
That was literally 20 seconds.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I just transported through fucking time.
I was kissing the camera.
I was looking for the chart and I found it in the time.
A minute kiss is long.
That's like half the time it takes to fuck.
Yeah, I'm already done. I'm like, done before the kiss has even made it to the next level.
So let me read you some of the things that are on this chart.
Okay, okay? Thank you.
Brush teeth in parentheses underneath says daily gratitude.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what that means and what the association is with brushing your teeth, but
you do them while you
brush. Maybe brush your teeth is for Brock because he forgets, and then daily gratitude is for Sheena.
Got it. She doesn't forget.
No, because she's a human adult woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Run 2 miles, walk with Summer. / walk with Summer.
Okay.
Ice bath.
Oh.
She's doing the cold plunge.
I want to do it.
Read so 10 pages.
Of what?
TBD.
10 pages?
I mean, that's like a kid's book. She could be reading Clifford for all we know.
But is this Summer or Brock?
Well, we're going to keep going. Okay. Breakfast. Meditate and stretch.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to love this one. Content.
Ugh.
Lunch is the next one. Let's see what else we got. That was a big chunk of the chart here. We made it to lunch.
I can't believe these people have, like, this is their job.
I can't believe this is real. A 1 minute kiss? Like, are they okay? Oh, I got more. I got more here. Oh my fucking God. No, I don't. Wait, yes, I do. Sorry. Oh, make bed, walk to the gym, 1 minute kiss. There is drink water on here as well.
Okay. These are just things that everybody does throughout the day.
Yes. This is okay. human stuff.
And I mean, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I go through these kicks where I download all kinds of apps and it's like gratitude and like food journals and all that bullshit. And like, oh my God, my fitness. First of all, we also at some point in time need to talk about the pipeline from MyFitnessPal to eating disorder, because okay. That's dangerous. That's a dangerous road. But we'll slippery talk about that. But it's like, maybe they're just, I don't know. This is like what people journal, but they're just doing it on a huge ass whiteboard in their kitchen in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah. I mean, I think Brock is a spiritual person.
Oi, we'll see.
Yeah. Like, I think he really gets it going because he did the ice bath last year. Like, yeah. He's an ice cold plunge polar express type of guy.
Right.
I think Sheena's trying to adopt this lifestyle because that's who Sheena is. She kind of morphs it into whoever she's dating or with.
It's very Kourtney Kardashian of her.
It's very Kourt of her. But the 1 minute kiss is probably the most upsetting.
That one really upsets me deeply because I just can't, like, it would be the only time you need to kiss for a minute is if you then have sex. Am I wrong?
No, I honestly feel like 1 minute's a really long time.
Well, like, I kiss Will all the time.
To stand in the kitchen, just lips to lips?
No, I don't want to do that.
It's like, meanwhile, that's like a long kiss to me.
This is a long kiss. Ready? That was a long kiss. And
that was a long kiss. And that was maybe 2.5 seconds.
So I feel like once you hit 10 seconds, you're probably just laughing. Like, you're like,
I feel like once you hit 10 seconds, you're fucking.
You're either fucking, you're giggling, or you're farting.
You're freaked out.
You're freaked out. You got gas. You got to leave the room.
So at this point in the episode or the show, Tom and Raquel are having their affair.
Yeah, it has. So we've determined by reading
just watching him make Ariana that latte.
So the first time they hooked up, we believe, is after boys' night. That was last episode.
Yeah. And okay. James Kennedy was like, this is not a guy's night. He was so fucking pissed. He was like, why is my ex fiance here?
Understandably, like, James Kennedy has his problems. But, like, what he's wanted from the second he's been on this show...
to be loved and accepted.
Be loved by the boys.
By the boys. Because he doesn't... Yeah.
He wanted to be one of the boys. So, like, can you imagine, like, okay, we're in a good rhythm. I'm one of the boys. And then...
And in comes that fucking alien.
And, like, she... I don't want to talk about her looks, but I've got opinions on those.
I mean...
Have you ever seen a longer neck on a human? Like...
I don't think this is tough.
I know it's dicey.
I don't like to talk about women's looks, but we have to remember what she did.
And at some point, you gotta put them on Salem witch trial, you know. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to. But, like, I mean,
we don't have to be part of that. We don't have to pile on.
The listeners know what we're.
We'll
saying.
Save that for our private text.
Yeah, join our Patreon.
Where all we do is talk about women's looks. And why they participate in mistress culture.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/Maloney's Balonies.
/Maloney's Balonies. Do you have any final thoughts for this week's Vanderpump? Let's talk Jax on Watch What Happens Live. Him and Brittany are coming out with a pod. What do you think? Reality check.
One more note. And then I do want to talk about Jax.
No, absolutely.
Because I love my beer cheese couple.
Mama's beer cheese. That's never come to fruition.
I would have ordered it. I noticed something about Raquel in this episode, and it's because, again, we are hyper-focused on her. Mm-hmm. She does this thing, and she did it with Sheena and both Ariana. Sheena is, they're in their bathing suits, and Sheena's talking about how, like, her body's, like, not wedding ready or something like that. And then, like, where a normal woman-to-woman would be like, no, you look amazing. Like, what are you talking about? And Rachel is just like, your bathing suit's so tiny. And that was it. And I was like, okay, that was weird. Mm-hmm. And then Ariana later on is like, what's it like to be like the hottest woman in the world?
Building her up.
Like, and she didn't, and she never
reciprocated.
Reciprocates. And I don't know if that's maybe like from a place of guilt with Ariana already. Like she's already like.
Or if she was just like this.
But it made me sad because there's no way in hell Ariana looked at Raquel and was like, you're so fucking hot. And she never worried for a minute. Like she probably talked herself out of those thoughts so many times. And that makes me really sad.
Yeah. And we also found out from Jax that Tom was at a party, a pool party with Raquel when Ariana called him to tell him that her grandmother died and he didn't leave the party.
He said he couldn't get an Uber, and Jax was like, people were coming and going.
Yeah, he's like, that door was slipping and sliding.
Which leads, I just think, Sandoval's fucking disgusting. And
disgusting, never looked better.
Never looked better, but disgusting. Like
disgusting.
I'm worried that he'll have some kind of bounce back in like 2 years. It freaks me out because men recover things very quickly.
We have to put this in perspective of this show. These people have this incredible ability to really move on from things.
Yeah, really.
They all became friends with Jax after the whole Kristen and Stassi Kristen stuff.
Right.
So it's like, I don't put anything past this group of people to be able to like really bury the hatchet.
Yeah.
But I think this is one of those things that it's like, this is really, really bad because it was a long time. So much lies, so much deceit, so much like betrayal,
and this,
and so like on purpose. It was so deliberate. What
it wasn't
did.
A drunk mistake, and it
no, like, it wasn't a drunk finger bang.
I don't think this will have as quick of a bounce back as other scandals because this really did transcend outside of Bravo. Like this blew up.
Ariana's going to be in a Lifetime movie.
I mean, Will, my boyfriend, was texting me, well, who are Tom and Ariana? And I was like, oh, he's still mad at me. Because I was like, I really don't have the time or energy to explain it to you. And then he found some TikTok.
Well, because then it's going to be like, who? Wait, what? Okay. Yeah, we don't have time for that. We just don't.
You don't care?
No, and it also just makes all of these people sound bad. And it's like, I don't need you to then critique me on the fact that I watch reality television.
Oh, I don't need that. Get over it.
No. But it's already bad enough when I tell people that this is my job. They think I'm a fucking idiot, which
no,
I have my moments, but I love human interest stories.
I think you're a entertainment commentator.
Thank you.
I have a great way of like describing you that it's very like intellectual. I didn't remember when you were in North Carolina, but did you watch What Happens Live with Jax?
I've seen clips. I haven't watched the full app. I think Brittany looks great.
I watched the whole thing. I think Brittany looks great. And I think if you disagree, you're fat phobic. That's a very beautiful woman. She's not even fat. She had a child. She looks
great.
Like, leave her alone. And like, so.
Her titties?
Pushed.
That's a bosom. If I've ever seen.
Pushed and smushed, honey. Like, they look fabulous. And so Jax and Brittany came on Watch What Happens Live. And Jax was spilling that crazy tea. Like, it was very Jax. And it was very nostalgic because it was like, well, I already knew this. I knew this. I knew that.
Yeah. And
it's funny.
Everyone has to kind of remember as this to this point, too. Jax was genuinely best friends with Tom and Tom for 20 years.
Yeah.
They've known each other since, like, Florida days.
Right.
Like, pre-Vanderpump. Pre-Sir, like they've been really close for a long time,
super like best friends.
So he knows where all the bodies are buried.
And I do believe when Jax's father passed, he did make a significant change in his life.
I think when he had Cruz,
That is one of the cutest little boys.
Very sweet. Everyone says he's a very kind of shy boy, which is really sweet.
God. Yeah. They seem to be, I don't know the inner workings of their life.
Well, you know me and you, what's in front of us is all we know. And what we're seeing, we're liking.
They seem happy. They're desperate to get back.
Well, they need to make money. Let's be honest. They did start a podcast.
I'll be listening. I watched, like, that has to be really difficult. Like, this reality career where you're huge, you can't transition to some other job. Like, you can't, like, go in and then
you can't go back to a restaurant life.
But, like, it's completely out of your hands. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot produce your own show. Like, so somebody mm-hmm. else has, like, is controlling your whole...
Well, he's on a new show.
Oh, what show?
I think it's called Villains. Oh, and it's like him and like a bunch of other kind of reality television villains on E! But I don't know when that's coming out, but I do think that they already filmed it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you informed me that they are talking to Stassi again.
They are. So,
slowly.
So, I mean, like, I don't think they'll ever be close again.
No. Stassi will never.
But it was I was going to go into a rant about Stassi, but I don't need to do that.
No, we've already, I'm going to get many reviews about my mistress rant.
Stassi's living a beautiful life, and that's all I'll say. And
you know what I'm going to say to the people that are attempted to write me a review?
Yeah.
Is.
I love when you talk to them.
I want this, like, my opinion is, like, not the end all be all, mm-hmm. okay? I am someone who just comments on reality television. I just think people need to chill.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. We're having fun. We're laughing. And while we do talk about it in a serious manner.
It's not that deep.
It's really not that deep. I literally hang up my headphones and go play with my dog. And I don't think about this. Like, right. I black out. I don't know what I'm saying. That doesn't mean I'm not taking accountability for any fucked up shit I do say sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, we're human, you know. We all fuck up and we all make mistakes. And I stand by everything that I said today.
It kind of blows
me away. I might not next week.
Exactly. Today is the day. It kind of blows me away about your reviews because it's people who are just like disagreeing with points.
Just opinions.
And it's like, that's not really what a review is for. Like, if you
like review me on my mouth noises, that's fine. Need to be better about that. That's something I'm now really taking in and like really thinking about. I'm being serious. I feel crazy. I'm like, why do I do that?
I don't know.
I sound like one of those people in like, what's that bird?
You just did
bird.
It. Bird.
See?
Wow. That's going to be awful.
It's that bird movie with Sandra Bullock. Like, or what is that? What is, what where they clicked about? Their mouth? Like,
oh, The Quiet Place?
The Quiet Place. Those little clicker clackers.
Yeah. Oh,
I sound like that. Anyway, we have something to discuss. This is not important. We're like not even we're just touching the surface.
Vanderpump. Okay, to wrap up Vanderpump Rules, they're filming the reunion right now.
Mm-hmm. Like, no phones allowed.
No phones allowed. I am desperate for a leak, and they've figured out that they're going to shift Sheena and Rachel now.
Well, I also want to say that. What was I going to say?
I don't know. We were coming in hot.
I know. I really had a thought.
I also want to say.
Huh. Wow.
Well, I'll say.
It's crazy how that can happen.
I think they solved the restraining order problem pretty well.
Oh, what I was going to say mm-hmm. is I bet Bravo has them on such a tight fucking leash. Oh. They are like, you are not doing Patreons. You are not doing podcasts. You're not going on Instagram Live. We are not talking about this. It's just not happening. Thoughts and prayers with Andy Cohen. He's doing Laura's work today. He's going to leave fucking exhausted.
Oh.
Also energized.
The ratings, I mean, the viewings of Vanderpump, like, it's spiking. Like, it is their Bravo's top.
2.2 million people watched that week.
Insane. It's insane.
People are watching for the first time. I am, like, loving this. I'm like, get on the Bravo fucking bandwagon.
Come on, because we've been enjoying this shit. Like, yes, not to this extent, but we have something pretty big every year.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down.
Come on down to Bravo Town. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. New Jersey.
Okay. finally caught up last night because I was frozen in time from when Scandoval dropped that I didn't watch anything else. So I was three episodes
for the last behind. 20 days she's been in ice.
No,
and
literally
she's thawing.
I didn't wait, anything outside of Vanderpump Rules. Like, yeah. I was listening to Shenanigans and Lala's.
Give them Lala. Kristen Doughty's.
And what else is there? What a
Nick Viall's podcast.
I was like, ugh. And so finally, I watched New Jersey. I watched all three last night. And boy, do I have opinions on the sad sack that is the Aiden family.
Ooh, talk about it.
It's dark. It's twisted, and it needs to end. There is
the marriage.
Yep. There is no happy ending for that. There's none. Because what they're describing is fundamental issues with how each person is as a person. And you can't change that. You can change communication. You can change quality time, but you cannot change who a person is to their core. And the fact that Bill Aiden looked to his children and his wife and was like, if you want average kids, they'll have average lives. That was disgusting to me.
That is so disgusting. Look, and I 100% agree.
Coming from
this is not.
I'm doing pretty well. Check out that closet. It has built-in shelves. I'm doing great.
The thing is like you said, this isn't a matter of we don't spend enough time together. This isn't a matter of, you know, we're not having enough sex or whatever. This is you come home and do not spend time with your family.
Yeah.
You come home and I don't even know you're here. That's because you don't want to see us. That's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
When I heard that, my jaw fell to the fucking floor. I was, my heart broke for her because there's no excuse for that. None, no excuse for her to have to look in her fucking Ring security camera and be like, oh, his car is here. Where is he? He's in the pool house talking to another fucking girl is what he's doing.
And I'm no fan.
You cannot tell me that that man is not cheating on her again.
For sure.
You cannot tell me he has checked the fuck out. And yeah. I got dragged again on Twitter. Shocker. Big surprise there. It's an everyday occurrence, but I compared them to the Bedours,
right?
And I was saying, like, Bill and David are both checked out. Shannon and Jennifer both want to make it work,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you can't fit a square peg in a round hole.
You
just can't. And that's like watching them; they have nothing in common. They are fundamentally different people. She values her, for me, I find, how do I say this? She values like her kids being good people.
Yeah.
Like being happy kids, you know, living a happy life. Yeah. She loves to buy them things and likes to treat them and, you know,
spoil them,
which is whatever, but her kids are good kids. They're really good kids. And that is what should matter. Of course, you don't want your kids, you know, to not be able to provide for themselves in the future, live a successful life. But what's the most important at the end of the day is that they're happy, healthy, and good people.
Right.
And that, I think, is something that's really, really important to her. And the fact that he looked at his fucking kids and says, if you want average kids, they're going to have an average life or whatever the fuck he said.
And honestly,
that was so sad.
I pray to God.
And I would look at my dad, if my dad was Bill Aiden.
Yeah.
And he fucking said that to me.
I would spit in his mouth.
I would be like, didn't you cheat on mom while she was pregnant?
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
Right.
Didn't you get fired from your job?
Yeah.
Because you were making women uncomfortable in the office?
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened to you?
And
dad?
I don't have children, and God knows if I ever will. But if I do, I pray to God that they are average. I pray to God that they have everything they need in life, and they're
comfortable.
They figure it out. Like, average to me, when there are
Average is underrated, in my opinion.
Well, they're just, there's kids in horrible situations. There's kids with horrible mental illness. There's mm-hmm. so many things that can, like, millions of things that can go wrong in childhood and, like, development and adolescence. Mm-hmm. I pray to God, average. And if you're above average, you might not be mine, because I'm as average as I come. Like, I am right in the middle. And I'm not a Jennifer Aydin fan in the least. You know this. I find her to be incredibly annoying. And but this, like, understanding this whole situation a little bit more and seeing this, it makes sense why she, like, hyper fixates on her friendships, is because she seems to be incredibly lonely.
Lonely.
And that's really sad. I still
it's
don't
really care. Sad. And I said this, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe last week. What's time? Is that she, to me, I think if she was more honest with the women about her life and her, where she's at in her marriage, which they all see it. They know what it is.
Right.
And the fact she's not just owning that and being like, it fucking sucks. I am lonely. My husband is this. My husband is that. They would have so much empathy for her.
Right.
Margaret is not a bad person. Margaret would be there for her in a heartbeat. Maybe not a heartbeat, but she would be there for her. And I liked when she opened up to Rachel Fuda and she was like, you know, this is what he said. And Rachel was like, that is so sad.
Yeah. It's
like, horrible. I'm sad for her.
It's like, and the thing about Jennifer is that she, this is all really sad, but like, you are never going to go toe-to-toe with Marge and come out like clean, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she is going to eat you the fuck up every mm-hmm. single time. And you have to stop, like, going into these and then being shocked when Marge drops these bombs. Like, you are pushing her. You're calling up her friends and talking shit. Like, you're manic. You're weird. You need a divorce. Love you, baby. But get help.
I think if and when that time comes, I think it will be a really hard transition for her without him. But I think ultimately she'll be like, that was the best decision I've ever made. I'm rewatching Orange County right now, and mm-hmm. I'm on season like 12.
Yeah.
So it's like post-divorce Shannon, post-divorce Kelly Dodd.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really good season. Like, it's a great season. I kind of forgot.
Yeah.
But it's nice because it's like you see Kelly and Shannon like really opening up to each other about their divorce, how they're both tackling it a little different, but they're both glad that it's over.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. I love Housewives. It's like literally it's like a human interest story.
Oh, it
like,
is.
It's so fascinating.
It's weird to see like patterns repeat themselves because we have mm-hmm. seen this happen many times before where women come on this show mm-hmm. and whether they do it knowingly or subconsciously, they come on being this woman and this wife that is very like demure and like the
traditional husband.
And then you see a shift happen in them, and then obviously the marriage isn't working because one party has changed drastically for the better.
Yeah,
but like it's just funny how things like mirror each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we saw it like with Shannon, we saw it with
Melissa and Joe used to be like that.
Tamara Judge, hello.
Hello.
Melissa and Joe are probably the only ones that I've seen it happen and they're still together.
Because I think at the end of the day, Joe might say some misogynistic shit, but he respects Melissa.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Very deeply.
Bill does not respect Jen.
I don't think Bill respects women.
When Bill called her Jenny,
I kind of liked it.
I was like, who? I was confused.
Love to get fucked up. And I do like that.
Her smoking that cigar. I was literally laughing.
It was funny.
So funny. It was so funny.
They're funny when they're drunk, but that's not good.
No. They get along when they're drunk. That's a good sign for a healthy marriage.
Sustainable.
Yeah. I want to talk about the new girls. There's Rachel Fuda and there's Danielle. Please talk about your love of Danielle.
I adore this
Your face woman. Just lit up.
I know. I don't know why. I think it's just because like she's having such a good time.
Loving it.
And like I really do believe in her heart of hearts, like she this is who she is. Like on and off.
I agree.
I think she is an attention whore.
I think it's very easy to say that, like, oh, this is not who she it's who she is.
No, this is exactly
she's just a lot.
She's just a lot. And I love it. I think it's like the kind of mom I want to be where like everything every party is huge. Every like detail
is a moment.
Everything's a moment. And you and I were discussing this. I was like, yeah, people can look at this and be like, yeah, this is like way too much for like a fifth birthday. But she's creating very beautiful memories for her children.
And they're so happy.
Those are happy, happy children. Mm-hmm. Do I think her and her brother, something weird happened and like we're not getting the full story? Duh. But I'm excited to find out when we do. I'm intrigued.
We will. Next season, her brother will be on the show.
I really like her. I like her attitude. I love how she handles problems. I really appreciated when she was like, she left the luau. She was like, I'm not going to fucking do this. Like, if you want to talk about me, you can talk to me, or I'm just going to leave. I also appreciate that Teresa left with her. I don't know. I liked that whole moment. That was good for me.
Yeah. She's like, we came together. If you're leaving, then I'm leaving.
Yeah. Oh my God. Was the brunch this episode?
At Jen Fessler's?
Yeah.
No, that was last week. But we can talk about it because you just watched.
But did you admit on this podcast that you're warming to Jen Fessler?
I don't know if I did.
Well, talk about
it. I'll say it. So as we know, I've had a rough go with Jenny Two Cents.
I feel by her. Suffocated. That's what you said.
I did. She wouldn't shut the fuck up. Every fucking second she was munching on mozzarella, sucking it down off the plate, talking about how hot she is, how she loves therapy. I'm like, will you shut the fuck up? This is not about you. And it's like, she just is loud, very commanding. Do I like her?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Remind me.
I'm more upset about the mozzarella than her. I think Jen Fessler was catching strays from you.
From the Mozzie party.
You were really upset about
that. Mozzie men's will go down in history as one of the most disgusting things I've ever fucking seen on TV.
For me, I was hungry.
For that wet, hot cheese.
I wanted to dunk my face in it and take a
You make me bite. Sick and you're saying that just to annoy me.
No, I'm not. I would eat that out of the wet barrel. I love mozzarella.
Oh my, see, I don't like mozzarella. Like, I don't like a caprese.
That's bullshit. Have you ever had a good caprese?
Yes, but it wasn't good. But it was supposed to be.
You don't like mozzarella at all?
I don't, no. I like it on pizza.
Like, cooked.
Yeah, I don't want it wet.
I love it wet.
Oh my, anyway. We can't talk about this. So, last episode, we're at the brunch.
Mm-hmm.
I really warmed to her. You know, she is the kind of girl who is down to earth.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her presence, you know. Yeah.
I appreciated the environment she created.
I love her house. Okay. I love her house.
You know what else I also love? I love that she is very like, this is who I am. Like,
this is who I am.
I have bad taste.
Take it or leave it.
Like, I like the Southern brunch in New Jersey, which I didn't recognize half those fucking food items.
I was going to ask.
It was like, I've never seen corn on the cob at a brunch.
Well, and the thought to be like, no one's going to fight with fried chicken here. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's just food, babe. It's just chicken.
I'll fight anywhere. No, I won't.
Us?
No, I won't.
I'll start crying. I'll cry before we fight. Are you kidding?
And the moment I texted you from that brunch was when they're all screaming. Jen's stressed out because her neighbors. And
I was stressed for her.
I was stressed. And Marge tried to leave. And Jen, as her bestie, was like, no, you're not fucking leaving. And then she looks to Jennifer Aiden and was like, you need to leave. I loved that.
Mm-hmm. That I was shocked.
That was class.
Top-notch class.
And I told you I would do the same thing. If you started fighting at my fucking house and you tried to leave, I'd be like, no, you're not leaving.
Okay. What if I was at your house?
Yeah.
For brunch.
Yeah.
And I got into a fight with our friend and I called her a disheveled drug addict. You ask me to leave?
No.
Really?
Not unless, I mean, am I friends with the other person?
Like, not like at like a Jen and Jen situation.
No, I would never ask you to leave my house.
That's sweet.
I would berate you later on.
Yeah, when the cameras go down, we're de-mic'd, you're whooping my ass.
I'd be your ass. But also, I wouldn't call you that I would ask you to leave if that person actually was a drug addict and like having a hard time.
Okay.
But like, we all know Jen Aiden's not a fucking drug addict.
She just smokes weed.
That's not
drugs. Which is like, whatever.
But
the thing I do really respect about Jen Fessler, Jenny Two Cents, is that she is someone who, like, is always going to be on Margaret's side.
Yeah.
But she also can tell Margaret when she's wrong.
And this is
what Margaret listens.
This is what I've been saying. This is why I've talked about it with Marisol and Alexia. We've been missing these types of friendships in these shows where it's like a true friendship where in real life, this is exactly how it works. Like, I will ride with you externally facing all the time. Like, I will always be right next to you, bitch. But, like, I can also be like, you're a fucking lunatic and, like, you need to stop.
You've said that to me.
Yeah, because you've been fucking crazy.
I go crazy sometimes.
And I'm sure you said it to me. Like, it's just how friendships work. Like, it doesn't always have to be this huge, like,
like, not everything has to be this big emotional moment between friends. No. You can just be like, listen, girl, you're acting like a fucking nut job. And you can be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
She's really pushing my buttons.
Literally, Sam, like, back in the day, I used to go on these crazy rants. And I would just be like, I can't. I told you. I'd be like, I love you, but I'm going to back away.
I can't right now.
Yeah.
I'm disengaging.
I can't take this on because it's too much for me.
And guess what? Look where we are now.
Look where
I am now.
No.
Much better. You guys think I'm crazy?
Oh,
now
you don't know anything about
you. Don't know anything
again? Come to my Patreon, Maloney's Balonies, and I will tell you everything.
Yeah,
for $400 a month,
$400 an episode, actually. So we got a preview for next week's New Jersey, and
wait, I don't remember. I don't think I get previews on Peacock.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
Louis and Joey Gorger.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
Yep. I knew that's all I had to say, and it would revive your memory.
Please continue.
Is he looks at Louis and says, I'm in that house with your nieces, and I'm wearing your dad's pajamas so that they feel safe. I'm wearing your dad's pajamas. I would launch myself at him. I am not a fighter by any means until I get to a point where there is no turning back.
Right.
And that is that point. Can you fucking imagine if Melissa looked at Teresa dead ass in the face and said,
mother's pajamas.
I'm wearing your dead mom's pajamas. She'd be dead.
Take away the fucking oddness of saying that.
Yeah.
Logistically, why the fuck are you doing?
Also, I don't think you can fit in those.
And
Nona was little,
and it's just like it's not like a newborn baby, and you're bringing home a newborn baby, and you're introducing him to your dog, so you're bringing home a blanket that smells like the baby. These are, you know, grown children. They don't need you.
They're in their late teens.
You don't need smell. Are y'all cuddling? I think something weird is happening in that house. I think the flowers.
I don't think Louis is all everyone thinks he is.
And I was on Louis's side last time I was here. God,
we started this season like Team Teresa Louis, like seeing them together. We really liked it. So Teresa put out a statement with People Magazine today.
Oh my God.
Teresa, to talk about the pajamas.
Tweet.
And she said that, I don't think she can. She said that they aren't worn pajamas. She bought them for her dad and then he passed away. So
then why? That makes it almost weirder.
I don't believe that at all. I feel like that's a lie to cover for Louis's weird ass thing that he said. But even if that is the truth, it's still a weird thing to say to someone.
They should have just said it was a metaphor.
Because as Taylor Hawken, friend of the pod, shout out to her. She said to us today, let me pull it up.
Shout out to the girls' room.
I simply cannot follow the logic of the Judice girls feeling safer by Louis wearing their grandpa's PJs. It doesn't make fucking sense. It makes sense if he just left it at like, I'm in the house with your four nieces protecting the house as the man of the house.
Yes.
Okay.
Just
sure.
Stop. Like, stop. Like,
what? Period.
What?
Button that up. Put a bow on it.
Like, what? I'm like.
Disgusting.
It makes no sense. Like, even it is disgusting. It's disturbing. It's weird. But it makes no since.
You're doing it to hurt him. That's all you're doing. That's all that is. It's a trigger. It's to show him, you know, I'm closer in relationship to your dad, maybe, than you, like, which is obviously a big thing for him. We all remember the christening, that blood-curdling cry, you're my father. Yeah. I mean, I can hear that in my fucking sleep.
Yeah.
It haunts me like the ghost of Christmas past.
Ooh.
It's just disgusting. Like, I just think Louis is so fucking sick. I think we're going to find stuff out about Louis, more stuff than the other, you know, abuse allegations that he was facing by his exes.
At the very least, you're mentally ill.
Something's not clicking up there. And then, you know, I'm just kind of reaching my limit with the Melissa and Teresa stuff.
We're all done.
We're all kind of tired.
Yeah, we need to even talk about it.
I have nothing left to say. Unless something catastrophic, scandalian happens.
Like they admit to kissing or something. Like, I don't know. What I want to talk about right now is Frank and Dolores. And like where you've...
Because I know... Number one dad necklace, Catania.
Yeah, number one dad. I want to know... I want you to share your opinion before I share mine because I want to make sure that I'm correct.
You think I'm correct?
I think if we align...
You're putting a lot of eggs in that basket.
No, I'm saying if we align, then I know we're correct.
Okay. So, at first glance, I feel for Frank.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, this is rocking his world. It's totally changing the dynamic of his life, his relationship to his kids, maybe. And to have his girlfriend there, who I actually really like.
So do I. She seems to know her place.
She seems like a great girl. Like very, I think in her 30, 35.
Oh, period.
She's the same age, maybe the same age as Rachel Fuda because they trained together for like their fitness competitions.
Period.
So she might be a 90s baby as well, TBD. Mm-hmm. But for her to even be like, we miss you.
Yeah.
Like I miss you. Like you, we were really like a blended family.
It did make it seem more valid.
100%. So like when Frank was saying it, I was like, wow, like that's how I feel. But then Dolores was like, I'm allowed to put myself first for the first time. 100%. I'm allowed to be with someone who doesn't want to fuck Frank. Like that's okay. David took it too far. Like he was living with David.
Yeah.
David hung out with Frank more than he hung out with Dolores.
Right. That was weird.
That's fucking weird. Yeah. Okay. So then I was like, wow, I get it. Then when his girlfriend chimed in and was like, no, like we just miss having you around. Like you were always with us. Like, because in my mind, I'm like, okay, like if Brittany's around, why does Polly care if Frank is there?
Right.
I understand maybe feeling a type of way, like, I don't like you two alone together. Yeah.
It is like a little
old. It is a little weird, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
If that's how he feels and she respects him, whatever.
Right.
But for Brittany to be like, well, like, no, like we wanted you to stay with us because that's what we always do.
Yeah.
It kind of made Frank's point a little bit more valid.
I agree, but
I also feel like I'm so team Dolores, like in anything that she does or says, like I love her.
Well, I think the big problem here, what is the Irishman's name?
Patrick? Polly.
Polly. St. Patrick. So I think what went wrong was that Frank texted Dolores being like, why won't this guy get to know me? Or like, why is he taking you away from me? When Frank should have, from the jump, only texted Dolores once and been like, hey, what's his number? And then Frank should have called Polly and been like, hey, I'm
so... Do you think Polly really would have been receptive to that?
I think so. I think like as a man-to-man being like, hey, if Frank had done it the right way and been like, we've had this relationship for a long time. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, but like, how can we, like, let's get to know each other and like, let's build our own relationship. And then hopefully we can all continue this blended family. But he never did that. Like, he immediately was like, why isn't this guy coming to kiss the ring? You know? And Polly was like, fuck you. I don't need to. Ooh, I don't even know how to do an Irish accent, but
try.
Also, okay. He's after me.
What?
Frank, I can't do it. I can't. I don't know what they sound
top
like.
Top of the morning to ya.
Top of the morning to yes.
He's after me, lad.
He's after me, lass. Also, this man's house was beautiful.
His townhouse?
Oh, you didn't like it?
The house made of glass?
You don't like houses made of glass.
I don't. I don't really like modern houses.
I just
like
lived
that.
In an apartment that was made of glass. Did you hate that?
What do you mean made of glass?
My old apartment that you visited many times. Every wall.
You didn't have walls of glass with vaults of wine. It didn't look like a fucking maze.
T. It didn't.
Like, it just, I mean, it was beautiful. It's very modern. It's not my style. And I mean, don't be fooled by this background, y'all. I have taste.
But yeah, I agree with you 99% with the Frank.
I just love Dolores. I want Dolores to be happy. If she's happy, that's great. I always get nervous about men being a little too controlling.
Yeah.
And I think Polly is maybe a little too controlling about it. And that's my biggest concern.
It's like, is it respect or is it control?
Control. OTD.
Because I think I think it turns into control if Dolores turned it on Polly and was like, hey, listen, I know you're uncomfortable, but this relationship's really important to me. We need to figure this out. I don't think she ever did that. I think
Dolores is ready to cut that umbilical cord for Frank.
She's been over
it
for
a
while.
You cheated on me, and like we had an abusive relationship. Like, will you please leave me alone?
Doing this, like,
yeah. Ugh.
And then my last note on Jersey is Marge had her arm surgery. This arm was fine. Why is your husband wiping your ass when your right arm is totally?
Maybe she's
fine.
Left-handed.
You can't wipe. You're not ambidextrous to wipe your own ass.
Are you?
I can wipe my ass with my foot if I need to.
Do you think he's really wiping her butt?
No, I didn't.
You think his hand is really butt?
I didn't until they continued talking about it. I thought it was a joke, but then it like they carried on.
I feel like that's like a figure of speech for like he just is doing everything for her.
Well, she was like, well, he's a plumber, so he doesn't even really care. That was a good accent. No, it was bad.
It was fine.
No, he was wiping her ass. And you know, okay. I love Marge. I would die for her.
You guys have the same aesthetic.
She is everything I wish I was. Mm-hmm. Aesthetically and honestly, personality-wise, because she's a little kooky and I love it.
A little crazy, a little fun. I love her mom.
Wires off at that.
Honestly, Mads is kind of like her.
Oh, God. That is going to be me and my mom. It's like,
you're going to be like, mom, you're moving to the city? And she's like, yeah, I got to go. Got to go.
Gotta go. I mean, she did move to Texas and then told me like 2 days prior.
That was really wild. Our moms are...
They're wild girls.
Yeah, wild girls. I saw my mom today. Yeah. I asked her, I go, mom, what's the Wi-Fi password? Why would I need to know that? I looked at her and I was like, what are you talking about? I go, I just need the Wi-Fi password. I don't know what it is. Why would I need to know that though? She got like pissed. I was like, mom, it's the internet. It's the internet, mom. She goes, Sam, what do you want from me?
I love your mom.
She then thought I meant like, what's her router number?
What even is that?
She goes, you know, the thing with the long number on it, Sam. I thought that's what you meant.
The serial number of like
also,
the device.
Can we discuss her Wi-Fi name?
What was
it? It's simply her name.
Oh, Mary.
Mary A. Flock. Is her Wi-Fi name.
She's really throwing her business out there. What if she doesn't
ever
be found by these people?
Please Venmo her. No, like deadass. She was so pissed at me. She was like she looked scary. She was like, why would I need to know that? I was like,
I had such a beautiful time with her at your birthday party.
Oh, I love that.
She's like the only person I spoke to. There was there was young ladies there who were like probably, I don't know, yeah, like my age and maybe 20s. A little bit younger. And they were like down to like get to know me and like they were like, oh, you're Gracie. And I was like, no, please.
I'm talking to these girls. Yeah, my mom and her friends were at my birthday. It was really fun. Cute.
And they were the only people I spoke to. Sorry to all those.
Her one friend, Holly, this is totally a side note, but I have to put this out there. She was an aged Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
If Gwyneth Paltrow aged.
Yeah.
And she brought her own little vials of face lotion and she named it Droop. And I thought that that was so funny. And some people didn't get it, but no, I just think that they're like uneducated.
It made me like upset because I would witness her give them to people.
I know. I can't talk about it. I'll start crying. I'm not kidding. I'll literally. No,
I would like stand there and like explain. I'm like, do you get it? Do you understand? And I was like, oh, this costume, and I'd wiggle away. I'd be like, go.
Mama. Elvis has left the building.
Danny kept like forcing me to dance. Like I was like some like
circus clown, dance monkey. And you did.
It was crazy to hear him dance. And I was like,
But you did. You did dance for him.
I love to dance.
You were shaking your ass.
That makes it sound like it was like kind of weird. I was literally like doing Elvis dances. I wasn't like giving laughs.
Remember when I was so against you dyeing your hair black?
Oh my God. Thank God I did.
Oh, thank God you did.
The wig I brought was a literal like offensive afro. It was offensive. And so I was like, I don't have another option.
You put it on and I was like, maybe you should spray your hair.
I've killed that hairstyle.
Killed. Well, I do want to talk girls trip. Oh, so episode 1 and 2 of Ultimate Girls Trip Thailand has commenced. We have Portia Williams from Atlanta, Candace and Giselle from Potomac, mm-hmm. Whitney and Heather from Salt Lake City, Marisol and Alexia from Miami, and we have Leah from New York.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, comments, feelings?
I love Girls Trip.
I smile from ear to ear.
It's really fun. It's also like, as a Housewives fan, it is really like interesting to watch because they speak about the show and like a break the fourth wall, like, and it's also wild to see other casts comment on situations from other casts.
Yes.
So like seeing Candace and Giselle and Kenya, or not Kenya, I'm sorry, Portia talk about Heather's black eye is just such like a meta type crazy moment. And I think it's great. I think
and to watch them all like be able to relate to one another just because they're on Bravo. I love the conversation they had at the dinner, or maybe it was lunch. I don't know. They're on a table. And they're like, what is the best part of being on Housewives? And it's like they all were talking. They're like, Leah was like, I would never go on the show. Leah, out of every single person there besides Candace, got easily has received the most hate online, to talk about that because Leah was never my favorite. I really, really liked her the first season she was on. Same. The second season she was on of New York was a fucking shit show. I think who the fuck knows what really happened behind the scenes of that show, because the fact that it didn't come back, the fact that those women aren't coming back, something bad must have fucking happened.
Right.
I'm talking racist wise with Ramona and Ebony, you know, complaints were filed by multiple people. So I don't know, but Leah has received like an unprecedented amount of hate. Like even Andy said at one point, like, I've never seen anything like this. Like the way that fans turned on her is so crazy and it's so unwarranted. And I just have to speak to my listeners, like, if you are one of those people that troll Housewives and like comment on their Instagram posts and say shit like that, do not follow me.
Yeah,
I think it's funny to like poke fun at the women, like make jokes, like, obviously I do this for a living. Like I comment on the show, but I don't go out of my way and call people, you know, tag them in posts and be like, you're a dirty fucking cunt. Like I don't say shit like that.
Right.
It's a show at the end of the day. And I just think it's nasty. And I just felt really bad for her when she was crying about it. And so I did like that she was like, never talk bad about the show. And Portia seconded that. And she was like, she's like, there's so many people that talk about the show, like, it's just boring now or this or that. She's like, why would I talk about the show like that? It's given me so much.
It's given me everything.
Everything. It's given them everything.
Don't bite the hand that feeds. It's important.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. I'm living for the Heather Gay takedown.
Yes. I'm not a fan of Leah. I find her
exhausting. A lot of people aren't, and that's fine. That's saying, like, I don't love her either, but, like, people need to chill.
Don't. It's getting weird. You know what I do when I don't like a housewife? I simply don't follow them.
And or you just say, like, I don't like them. And that's all you have to say.
The reason I don't like her, it's not anything, like, crazy. It's just, like, for me, a housewife, for me to like you, you have to either be funny or you have to be aspirational.
To me, she was a random casting for this.
It's just, you don't have to, and that's just me. Like, I love funny and I love really, really rich. And like, if you don't have either of those two, I'm not into it. I'm not into it.
I think she's a pretty, like, normal person.
I mean, like, she would definitely be like the craziest person you've ever met in real life.
Yeah.
But as far as Housewives go, it's like, you're really not.
Like, look at the crew you're with.
I
feel bad that other people have like two people, and like Portia can stand on her own. Portia survived Real Houses of Atlanta. Like,
she literally said, she was like, this is kids' play.
Child's play. The resurrection of Portia Williams.
God.
I'm living for her.
You know, I love her.
I love Portia.
She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Her body.
I mean, that ass.
Even Pepsi was like,
it's like
her body.
It looks like where the hobbits live in those houses, like in the hills. There could be a hobbit house in that ass. So beautiful.
No, it's perfect.
It's stunning. And like,
how you can have a flat stomach with that ass?
I mean, it's not real.
I don't care.
Yeah.
The fact that it's flat.
No, I know.
And she's got those big curves. I'm just like,
she's a woman.
That's a woman. I am a child.
I'm a little Dutch boy. That is a woman.
I'm the hobbit in the house.
I live in her ass.
I live in her ass. And she's so beautiful.
She's stunning. I also, back to Leah, I am happy Candace is there, because I think Candace is such a good person. And she is like so kind in her soul.
In her heart. She's like a Lala.
She's got a sharp fucking tongue. I'll say it a million times. She will cut you quick, but when she sees someone struggling, she will be there. And I'm glad,
she opens her heart to them.
I'm glad she's there for Leah, Heather, and Whitney. Whitney's tattoo is a jump scare every single time. I thought it was the Grim Reaper at first glance. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, with the skull and the roses. It's huge.
It's huge.
It's fucking huge. And another thing I'll say about Whitney is she's so little in person.
Oh, I know.
She's little on TV. Like, you can definitely tell she's like a little, like, tiny.
I don't know why
girl.
I said I know. I don't know that. Please continue. I don't know why.
She's so little in person. Yeah. Like, so thin. Like, but like built. Like, she's got these huge boobs. My mom looked at Whitney one time. We were watching Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And she just goes, oh my God, I love her breasts. Are they real?
Maria.
Sweetie. Maria.
These are real. These sad sacks.
One of the no, mine are. I'm gonna be wiping my titty sweat by
the
time.
I've been breastfeeding a soccer team. And I've never done that. Like,
you haven't?
Never had a child. No, but I
one of the things that Candace said that really gets me good. You know, sharp tongue, sharp wit.
Smart.
Very smart, quick girl.
Yeah.
She goes, I think that Giselle is very guarded because of how much life has whooped her ass.
It's true.
I screamed.
It's true.
Screamed.
I love Giselle, and you know that. And like, I know she's
the most beautiful woman on earth.
She's so stunning, but I also love, like, she was just like, let's just go get the tea. Let's find out.
Oh, she was like, she was mixing and mingling. She was stirring the pot. She was in it. She was work. The women are working.
Oh,
this is
Giselle
this season. They all clocked in. Heather Gay, to look at Leah.
Yeah.
You are meeting her for the first time. Met her memoir. Read her memoir.
I love it.
And go, I want to get you fucked up, girl. Ma'am, she's an alcoholic.
She is an addict. Yeah.
You read her when I understand if she was like, oh, I don't know you. I'm sorry I said that.
Yeah.
But then to look at her and be like, girl, I read your book. She was like, you did what? And you're still asking me to get fucked up? Yeah, she's like, I was going to die.
Who read Leah's book?
Heather. Because Heather's a fan.
Like,
and the thing is I love that they all clock the fuck out of her and say, Heather is a fan.
Yeah.
And Heather, to have Heather on camera say, I want a room with Portia because she has the most followers. If you can hear that and not take Whitney's side. Oh my God.
I didn't catch that.
They were talking about it in the van. It was Whitney, Portia, Leah maybe, And there was another house, maybe Alexia.
How many followers does Portia have?
Like millions. Like she's the most followed out of this group for sure. Not out of all housewives because that's Candy, but Portia has like 8 million followers. Yeah. So I guess
Candy has 10.4.
Whitney says to the group, she goes, she was like, yeah, like, did you, you know, she was talking about how her and Whitney, how Whitney or how Heather only cares about like the engagement and the likes and whatever. 100% fucking true. I can promise you.
Yeah.
Is she goes, I mean, did you hear? She was like, I want to go in Portia's room because Portia has the most followers. And then they cut to a scene where she was like almost caught on like a hot mic moment.
Yeah.
Where the producers caught her saying that.
That is so fucking
And I'm like, and you can sit here. People can sit here and like not see where Whitney's coming from and think Heather is right.
Yeah.
No. That's crazy.
I still think my theory on the black guy is true.
What is your theory again?
That she hit her head doing coke.
Oh, I think she hit her face on a faucet.
I don't think Jin has the strength to knock a bitch as hard as that was.
You don't? Those little knuckles?
No, you would have to rock someone's absolute shit to leave a black eye like that.
So your theory is that she was doing coke and she's embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, I think you can't say it because that's illegal. I know. And I think because it still doesn't make sense. Remember when I said like when they were in the bathroom and she was like, well, just tell them we all know how Heather got that black eye. That doesn't make sense if Jen punched her. It only makes sense if they were all.
I really don't think Jen punched her. I think it was either a botched Botox job.
Yeah.
Or she hit her head on the faucet doing coke or something. Like she fucking whacked her face.
I could easily see someone like you're going down. Allegedly, yeah. I don't know how people do drugs, but you're putting your head down and you're drunk and you stumble and fall and boom.
Hello. Do you know how many times I've fallen drunk?
Hello.
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 Hello. Candace, of course, is coming off amazing.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think about her comments about Chris?
About what Giselle did to Chris?
No, Candace and Chris, how they got in the biggest fight of their whole marriage.
I heard she was like, we're in a rough patch.
Yeah, and she goes, before I came here, we got in the worst fight of our entire marriage.
About what?
She didn't say. She's like, we just like aren't on the same, like we don't spend time together, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I hope they don't divorce because I do love them. I think this being a housewife and continuing a marriage is incredibly difficult.
Yeah. You know who's really good at it?
Who?
Heather Dubrow.
That's because Terry has his own thing.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't feel less than her.
Well, Terry makes more money than Heather.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
Chris does not make more money than Candace.
He's not. Not every guy's a Joby from
Joby.
Joe B. Joey B.
Who the fuck?
Margaret's husband.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with names. Like, really like, bad.
Like, he's okay with Margaret going out there.
He's a beta.
Yeah, and that's okay.
I love betas. I wish Will was a fucking beta. Golly. It's annoying. I love those men.
You would hate a beta, though, if you were in a relationship with one.
I mean, I'm sure I would, but, like, I like to fantasize about someone who doesn't talk back. Just does what I say. Like, that sounds really nice. Like, it would be nice to be, like, put your fucking...
To not be with someone that debates you.
Oh, my God. Everything.
Devil's advocate.
I'm like, can you please put the cup in the sink when you're done? I'm not done with it. We have thousands of cups. If you
just
need
be done with this one, say goodbye. Say toodaloo. Oh,
my God. I'm an absolute
I'm help. Really enjoying. I'm just enjoying Girls Trip. I feel great. No. I did have a laugh when they did the tour of the mansion. And then I thought of the poor girls that were trapped in the Berkshires with Dorinda.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd be furious.
What?
I was like, they got an 8-bedroom, 8-bathroom mansion on the fucking ocean with a pool. Yeah. Did you see when Leah almost went on the other side of the pool?
No.
She almost floated on over.
Leah's a mess.
She was so scared. She was like, ah! She like threw her floaty. I was so nervous because it's an infinity pool. And she just got floating.
That would happen to you.
You remember when we were in that infinity pool in Mexico and it was nighttime and we were swimming up to it, but we didn't know there was a wall right there and we both hit it and screamed?
Yes.
Oh, God. There's been a lifeguard there.
Oh, a lifeguard.
Yeah, because like we were drunk and like probably could have died.
We were having so much fun swimmies.
I love swimming. I can't wait.
Giselle, I'm really glad she's clocked the fuck in. I do love this relationship between her and Candace.
Yeah.
Candace has this ability to kind of say exactly how she feels to Giselle, and Giselle receives it and moves on. Like, because it's wonderful.
And Giselle, I think, has Candace clocked because she said it best. She goes, Candace never comes from, like, a mean, like, she responds.
She's a responder.
She doesn't start mean, but she will fucking come back at you, which I like to think is the way I am.
I don't think you are mean, ever.
Ever? You don't think I got a little sharp tongue?
I don't think. I don't know.
You're like a Candace. Just because, like, the way your mind works, like, you put these words together that I've, like, never heard put together, and it will, like, make you feel like a maggot on the ground.
What?
It hasn't been done to me, but I've seen you do it to others, and it is.
Or you've seen me, like, go off about people before.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If we publicized our group chat, girls' room, we'd go to prison.
We'd go clinkety clink.
Let's talk about Pepsi.
Let's talk about it.
I love him.
Love. They are with Girls Trip. What they're doing with the concierge.
It's a perfect role.
It's perfect.
Who is in charge of Girls Trip and the store? Like, I need them to get their flowers because this was not an Andy Cohen original.
No, this is not an Andy Cohen original. This is incredible. This is like must watch TV. This is every Thursday morning. I open my little peepers up. I open up my laptop. I watch it in bed with Ruby. She looks at me like, bitch, we gotta go. And I say, no, we're sitting here and we're watching our stories.
So it's our special time.
It's our special morning time. Pepsi is so fucking funny. When he was giving the rundown of all the women, he just looks at Candace when they're talking about Candace. He goes, superstar. Superstar Candace.
And he's not wrong.
No, and like he was talking about Marisol. He goes, a princess.
And he was like, oh, Heather, everything must be perfect. And it cuts to her slob room and her like
hunched over. I'm like, really?
Perhaps are you?
Heather? One thing I do want to discuss is something that's really bothered me.
Oh no.
And I gotta get it off my chest.
Okay.
I did get it off my chest in the group chat and on Twitter, but I'm taking it here as well.
We're hitting all of our channels.
Yeah, running all the bases. Yeah. I didn't like Giselle telling Marisol and Alexi to stop speaking Spanish.
No, that was fucked for sure. She explained why, and it makes sense, but like
it does it?
No, yeah. I mean, it makes sense in the context of like, I want to know if you're talking shit about me. Like, yes, that's a valid thought, but it comes off very like, we're in America now.
It does. She was like, but the reason for her saying she doesn't want them speaking Spanish is my daughters are proficient in Spanish and they talk about me and I'm very triggered by you speaking Spanish. This is their native language.
Yeah,
they're quite literally Latino women.
Yeah.
They and like Marisol and Alexi said, they're like, we slip in and out of it and we don't even know.
It was like stupid. It was deeply, it really,
it was just like really stupid. And I was like, this is ignorant. I'm glad she like apologized, but I'm also glad that Marisol said something in the moment. She was like, that really bothered me because it's like, that's how they speak.
Doesn't that sound like something Alexia would say? But if like things were flipped.
To what?
Like, just, you don't think Alexia would ever be like, stop speaking Russian to Julia?
Well, she doesn't like Julia.
Oh my God, flowers for Martina.
Oh, cancer-free.
Cancer-free.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
We have to talk about the most touching moment of the episode for me.
Yeah.
I cried.
Oh my God.
Mama Elsa.
That was a really beautiful and needed moment.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, don't make me cry. I'm not going to.
When Marisol started talking about her when she started the show, and she goes, you know, we had two scenes shot with my mom. she goes, my big, and they love, people loved her. She's a star. She's like a natural.
Yeah.
Superstar. She was like, I was happy, but I was also so scared because she's like, I know how my mom looks.
Yeah.
And I'm scared for how that's going to be like perceived. Like she was like sad and like embarrassed. And she's like, my mom used to be the most beautiful.
She did.
Woman. Those exactly fucking like pictures was like unreal.
It was gorgeous. She was stunning.
Gorgeous. And-
It was
women all- aren't built like that anymore.
No, no one looks like that anymore.
Look at us.
I blame McDonald's. I think it's just like we've been watching, like we've seen Mama Elsa for 100 years at this point. It was never really addressed to the point,
never.
The point where I was like, oh, this woman's like obviously had like some bad work done, but maybe she was like always a little different looking. And to have it like it was
have Marisol open up about it and be like, she fucked up.
Yeah.
And it she botched herself.
Oh, God. That's
she
so
goes, cool. She couldn't be put under anesthesia, so she couldn't ever get a facelift. She had to get filler, and it fucked with her face. I was like, that is so sad. And, like, I just feel on this girls' trip, we're getting something different from these women. Like I feel like I'm learning more about them. Like I'm learning, I know about the we're learning about the show aspect of it, but I also feel like we're learning about like Marisol saying like I tried to have kids and I found out I had a birth defect and I can't.
Yeah. It's a vulnerability, and I think it's because when these women are filming their own shows, they very much know that everyone's kind of going into it like we're filming a reality show that needs conflict and needs like attacking. And so they probably don't feel very safe in that environment, but this environment's very different. This environment's more like a conference, like a get together and a true trip.
Sisterhood.
I can feel more vulnerable. And like,
there's heart here.
I love it. I love it.
I love it. I love it. And you know, I love my Alexia.
I know.
I love her.
I know.
I
find her dangerous.
Oh.
Yeah. I think the way she talks is dangerous. I think the way she thinks is dangerous. I think the way she raised her son is dangerous. The only redeeming quality is her and Frankie. And her husband wants to fuck the shit out of her, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, she's getting fucked.
I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. Like, Jesus Christ.
I know. I was like, Todd, oh my God.
He had a microphone on.
He didn't care. He was like, I want the world to hear, baby.
And he's like, I'm straight, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows that I'm the straight husband.
Mm-hmm.
No
room. Who else? Yeah. I mean, Portia opening up about her postpartum.
Portia, that was
moving too.
That was really
moving. Is that why you Googled postpartum and sent it into the group chat?
Obviously I knew about postpartum depression, but I never really
See, housewives is educational.
Yeah, I was just like, I want to know, like, how common is this? Like, what does this really feel like? What does this feel like? And it's
sent me on, scary.
Old spiral down. And so now I'm going to, sew my labia shut because that doesn't look fun to me. It was really sad. And I'm...
But her to talk about the producer being like, you don't have to do this. Like,
my heart broke.
Because, playing the flashback, because, Pilar now is a full-blown toddler. She's, I think, 4 or 5.
Yeah, she's older.
So I kind of forgot about that era of Portia.
I thought she was pregnant and had a baby. With the hot dog.
I was surprised. With the hot dog king from Detroit.
Represent. And that brings me to Leah talking about how when her grandma was dying and production wouldn't let her leave.
But then
everyone was like, no, bitch, we have the same production company. They wouldn't do that. And also,
I have to say, I know this sounds unpopular, but I need everyone to remember that season was filmed during the height of COVID.
Yeah.
Production is not going to let you come and go as you please.
That was it. Maybe she wanted to come and go. But my thing is, and it's
I don't think production was because they were on such a tight COVID protocol that I don't think. Something must have happened. I don't think production would just be like, yeah, you can't go see your grandma. But I also don't think Leah would just lie about that. So I feel like there's something else missing.
It's like Portia said, I'd be fucking damned if anybody tried to tell me you can't go here, there, or anywhere when someone in my family is dying.
Yeah, but when you're in the height of the global pandemic, remember that? You couldn't go fucking anywhere.
Oh, girl, I know.
All of New York City was shut down. That is why that season was so terrible.
I stopped. I was like,
don't even revisit. It's not even worth revisiting.
No, when
it's not like one of those seasons where it's like, was it as bad as we remembered? And then you're like, actually, it was.
When I rewatched New York, I typically stop on the season that Leah came on.
Yeah.
This is the end of the
year. That's pretty much all I have. I mean,
this is like not a short episode.
We've had so much to talk about.
We did. I have to go to the gym.
Yeah, girl. We'll talk about my fitness pal later.
Pounds down.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It's been really fun.
You've been killing it.
No, I just
building a consistent routine.
Thank you, Mama. Will's
been doing it the right way.
He can't work out as long as I can, which is like a good feeling for me. Just to leave early.
Okay. Tell everybody where they can find you and join Gracie Nation.
Hello, Gracie Nation. Y'all can know where to find me. If you haven't found me by now, you probably don't want to, but you can look up GRACIEBULLEIT. And it's my Instagram, and I talk about whatever I want, whenever I want, because it's my Instagram and not yours.
Love that. You can obviously follow me at Bravo Historian, at The Bachelor, at Betches Brides, at Take Yours All Off, at Samantha Bush. There's lots going on over there. I'm a busy girl. Yeah. Please rate, review, and subscribe. But please give me 5 stars.
Oh my God.
Please write a kind thing. I would love to read your love letters to me. I'm a words of affirmation girl.
You should do a challenge. Or like a giveaway. Like,
what am I giving away?
A hoodie or something. Oh, God bless you.
Sorry. Just please be kind. Anyway, if you don't like me, you can just DM me. please don't take it out of my reviews.
If you don't like me,
I don't want to sound desperate, but I'm just, sometimes it's just nice to get some words of affirmation from the listeners. So I will see you guys next week. Hope everybody has a beautiful weekend. Oh, and there is a special episode coming out. I can't believe I almost just forgot. There's a special episode coming out later on this weekend covering Love is Blind episodes 1 through 5.
Keep an eye out for that. 1 through 5?
Yeah, they're March 24th, baby, is the premiere.
I can't wait to tune in.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
A Huda Media Production.